Hi, this is Scott Unash. Thanks for listening to the Gym Class Podcast on KGYM. And welcome into the Gym Class here on KGYM, 1600 AM, the historic Main Gym, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM. That is the South Gym in Iowa City. I'm Scott Unash. Mark Dukes to my right, Kyle Mann, our producer, and of course, the most important person in the equation, you, our audience. We welcome you in here today as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour. Your local programming block getting underway will be followed by Todd Brommelkamp's show with Alex Kuhn coming your way from 4 o'clock until 6:50 tonight. That's when we get ready for high school basketball. 2A girls regional semifinal coming up tonight. Number 8, North Lynn, hosting Iowa City Regina up in Troy Mills. Looking forward to making the trek up north to the northern half of Lynn County with myself and Coach Dozer coming up a little bit later on. So all kinds of basketball, 1A and 2A girls basketball. We got wrestling going on, some boys basketball as well, some regular season games coming up tonight. So very busy time, easily to say, as far as the local sports scene is concerned. Good afternoon. How are you?
Great.
And Tigers playing. And
Tigers playing. State bowling qualifiers are in the books. Postseason thriving in Des Moines right now with the wrestling.
It is thriving. It's a good place to start.
Yes, it is.
By the way, we're going to talk to Eric Heft here in about 15 minutes or so. He's on his way to Manhattan, Kansas to take in Iowa State and Kansas State. Big game in the Big 12 coming up. K-State with a 2-game lead over the rest of the league. And we'll talk about that and all things Cyclones with Eric coming up. And then Brenda Freeze will join us. Actually, I had to talk with Brenda earlier on today, Mark. You and I did. And enjoyable as always. Great person. And, you know, probably a lot of people around her wish her the best on 99.2% of her games. It might be this one this Sunday that some people are wishing that the Hawkeyes might win. But, hey, it's going to be a lot of fun at Carver on Sunday.
Yeah, and I think a big crowd, and hopefully the weather holds off. And Brenda, terrific interview we had earlier today, and she has not forgotten her roots by any means. And she's looking forward to getting back into her native territory. It's a business trip for sure, but she's going to mix a little pleasure with business.
Yeah, and we'll talk with her about that coming up in just a little bit. We are presented by Third Base Brewery, located at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. And love to have you stop on by after work today. They're locally owned and operated, and a great place for you to catch the game, get a lunch, stop by after work. Again, Third Base Brewery at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Hurtina Stocker Jewelers text line available to you at 319-366-1600. That's the Hurtina Stocker Jewelers text line. Hurtina Stocker Jewelers located on the Ped Mall in downtown Iowa City. Wrestling, you ready?
I'm ready to go.
Everybody that gets through this round is a place winner.
Yeah, it's a big day. Yeah.
If you get through second round consolations or you get through the quarterfinals, obviously you are in the final eight, and they give out 8 medals, so there you go. You are a medalist. Right now, 2A is on the mat, and they are just getting underway with their second round matches, the quarterfinal winner bracket second round. Right now, your team scores, winner set is taking the lead right now at 24 points, one ahead of Solon, the Spartans right there at 23 points. Crestwood at 22, along with Independence. They are tied for third. West Delaware has fallen down to ninth at the moment. West Liberty in there at number 13. And just completing a match, Will Esmoyle of West Liberty in a big showdown with Chase Linsman of Monticello in a quarterfinal, and Esmoyle got the victory in that one. So let's go ahead and take a look at what we have so far in 2A. West Delaware is 0-2 in the quarterfinals so far. Phillips and Peyton both falling at 132 and 138, respectively. Taylor a win. Hayden Taylor for Solon a win at 126. Zeb Gnida did drop his match at 132 for Solon. Independence has a semifinalist in Weber at 113 pounds. The Lensmans both fell in the quarterfinals for Monticello. Kane at 126 and Chase at 145. For Mount Vernon, Ryan Clark fell at 120 in his quarterfinal. For center point Urbana, Whitehead a win at 113, and Caleb Fussley, he got upset at 120 pounds in his quarterfinal match. And so far, also, Luke, I want to make sure I have this one and find this result before we move on here. For Vinton Shelsberg, as one of the Radekes made the mat at 138 pounds, that is Luke, and he was beaten by an Atlantic wrestler, 10-7. So he drops back into the back half of the draw. Earlier today, we started things off with Class 3A, and it was not a great day for the Metro again. It seems like quarterfinals has been the problem for the Metro in the last couple of years or so. The team scores right now, Waverly, Shell Rock is putting up the points, 78 points, and they lead it. Southeast Polk second. They were the favorites going in, and they won the duel on Wednesday, 57 points. And then you got a tie for third between Ankeny Centennial and Fort Dodge. North Scott right now is fifth. Prairie has fallen to seventh. Kennedy has dropped to 15th. Iowa City West is 17th. Linmar 20th. And Iowa City High is 21st. Need my glasses, Mark. Don't laugh. For Kennedy. Now, all these people right now are going to be place winners. Kennedy has two remaining in the semifinals on the winner's bracket side. Cade Parker, 195. Josh Viss at 285 have moved on. Jefferson will have a medalist. Damon Sweet at 285 pounds is alive in the wrestlebacks. Linmar has two remaining. Jacob Wempen at 182 has moved on to the semifinal. And Schultz at 220 is in the wrestlebacks. Prairie has three wrestlers remaining. Two in the semifinals coming up later on this afternoon. Kegley at 113 and Ashton Stoner DeGroote at 195. Conrad Braswell was beaten, but he did come back to win. The four-time MVC champ this year, so he is alive in the wrestlebacks. Xavier will have a place winner. Christian Stanek, a freshman at 132. He will medal. He is still alive. Iowa City West with five still alive. They have one in the semifinals. Garvin at 120. Odell, Gambrell, Heft, and Green are all in the wrestlebacks. City High, they have two in the wrestlebacks. Wood Finley at 106 and Murray at 285. Iowa City Liberty has a semifinalist. Barker at 170. Now, he didn't have to wrestle today. Unfortunately, his opponent from Bettendorf tore an ACL at the end of his match yesterday, so he had the injury default. So Barker is into the semifinals for Liberty at 170. Clear Creek Amana has one remaining in the wrestlebacks, Roart at 145. So that is the way that it looks for Class 3A. Class 1A from earlier on today, Don Bosco has taken a commanding lead. 77.5 for the Dons. Denver in second with 54. Underwood has moved to third at 52.5, just ahead of Lisbon at 48.5. Albernette is still hanging in there. The Pirates are in 11th place right now. Take a look at 1A for Albernette. Three remaining all in the wrestlebacks. Jameis Wilson at 106, Wickman at 170, and Morris at 195. Belle Plaine has Allie remaining. I believe that is correct. In the wrestlebacks, East Buchanan has Fox in the semifinals at 285 pounds. Han for Highland is a semifinalist at 145 pounds. Iowa Valley has two semifinalists, Smith and Sims, 152 and 220 respectively. For Lisbon today, they lost three wrestlers. They lost the Seabrook at 106 and Quincy Happel at 113, and their heavyweight also went down. They have three in the semifinals, Avila at 126, Cale Happel at 132, Kobe Seabrook at 138, Moorfeld and Clark still alive at 145 and 182. North Lynn, one alive. Brady Henderson at 152 is into the semifinals. He will wrestle coming up tonight. So I think that's what we have.
More action tonight as the semifinals get underway. Determining
Dawson Sweet. I'm sorry. Dawson Sweet.
Yes, yes.
Dawson.
You knew better. Yeah.
My head is spinning, ladies and gentlemen.
But semifinals going on this afternoon and evening, and that's always a great round.
Yeah, it is.
The quarterfinals are great, too.
Quarterfinals with the new seeding, I think, took a little bit of a step up at the semifinals. 3A is coming up here in just a little bit, probably in about 45 minutes. Half hour, whatever the case may be. And then they will have the 2A second round wrestlebacks after that. And then 3A wrestlebacks. And then 1A and 2A semifinals will come up tonight. So keep you updated on that right here on KGYM. Eric Heft going to join us coming up. We'll talk Iowa State with him. Iowa State goes to K-State tomorrow in Manhattan to take on the Kansas State Wildcats, what should be a very interesting game tomorrow. Mm-hmm. K-State with a two-game lead over the rest of the Big 12. And it comes pretty simple. If Iowa State wants any shot of winning a Big 12 regular season championship, they have to win tomorrow.
Yeah, it was a one-point loss in Ames to Kansas State, and that was a really tough loss to absorb. And I know Iowa State wants to even the score against Kansas State, but it's not going to be easy.
No, it's not going to be easy. We'll talk with Eric Heft about that coming up in just a little bit. And, you know, the rest of the Big 12, they'll be rooting and pulling for Iowa State tomorrow to try to pull out that upset.
I know they will in Lawrence.
But, like, yeah, Kevin Lehman said, that's the octagon is tough down at Bramlage that Kansas State plays in. And they're very good down there. And I don't think they're going to be looking by the Cyclones, but we shall see. Last time they were in that building, I believe they beat Kansas. So it's not Kansas, but it's Iowa State, which is a very good Big 12 team also.
Should we give a tip to the state bowling qualifiers?
Go ahead.
How about that? They held the
maybe some future rusty nails in
here.
It
could be.
We'll probably be going against
sooner
some of these
than
people
later,
someday.
They held the qualifiers yesterday. Here are your state qualifiers for next week. 3A boys, the teams of Prairie and Jefferson are in. Qualifying as individuals, Justin Dostal of Jefferson and Jonathan Kuiper of Prairie. 2A boys, Xavier and West Delaware are in. Individuals qualifying, Justin Fulton and Dale Weaver from Xavier. 1A boys.
Way to go, Jake.
Yeah.
Jake's a happy dad.
1A Vin Shelsberg's team is in. And as an individual, Vin Shelsberg's Cameron Carr is in as well. Girls qualifiers from yesterday. The Jefferson girls qualify in 3A. Individual qualifiers for the Jayhawks, Anna Warkel and Caitlin Jackson. Also advancing Kennedy's Michaela Beckman and Olivia Pernica from Washington. Xavier also got its girls team in the 2A field. Caitlin Bunzo of Xavier qualifying as an individual, and Vinton Shelsberg doubling up as its girls team made the field as well.
Congratulations to all those folks. And they'll be bowling early next week, and that will be up in Waterloo at Cadillac Lanes. Used to be in Des Moines, but the place they held it burned down last year. They're rebuilding, but it's up at Cadillac Lanes again coming up. 319-366-1600. Iowa heads to Piscataway tomorrow to take on the Rutgers Scarlet Knights. That is the subject of our poll question brought to you by Emil Sideway.
That's a 5 o'clock Central Time tip. The question at KGYM Radio goes like this. Would it genuinely surprise you if Iowa lost at Rutgers tomorrow? Yes or no? Thanks to Emil's, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's. I would answer that. Nothing in the Big Ten surprises me anymore.
No, nothing in the Big Ten is going to surprise you.
And you called it yesterday. We asked Kevin Lehman, which team in the bottom half of the Big Ten do you not want to play? And your answer was?
Illinois.
And what did Illinois do last night?
Won on the road at Ohio State.
Yep.
Illinois is 6-8. Yeah, they're 6-8. Oklahoma's like 3-100, but they're still in bracketology.
They had a bad non-conference go of it. Iowa State beat them early.
Yes.
Among others, and that's why the overall record is not any great shakes. And frankly, they weren't a good team early in the year. But Brad Underwood has gotten that team together, and they're young, too. Yes, they are.
Very young.
Playing very, very well.
And Rutgers goes into that game tomorrow 5-9, in the Big Ten. But 9-5 at the RAC. It is a very tough place to play. Now, Iowa's had success there in the short sample size that they have had since Rutgers has been into the Big Ten Conference. Doesn't mean it's going to be easy tomorrow, because that place is going to be sold out, and that place is going to be loud and obnoxious against the Hawkeyes tomorrow.
I've observed all year that that team is tough at home. It's got some good young players. It's had its ups and downs like any other team in the Big Ten. But Iowa's going to have to play awfully well, and we'll see what a week off does for the Hawks. We'll see if Nick Bear plays and what effect that may have as well.
Yeah, that's going to be a big part of that tomorrow, because Iowa's bench, especially up front, gets very the depth up front gets very, very low for the Hawkeyes without Nicholas Bear tomorrow.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now, he can swing both ways. He can go outside. He can go inside a little bit, but you're going to have to get a big day from Kreener tomorrow if Bear is not able to go.
And hello, Mr. Garza, who hasn't scored the last two games, I don't believe.
And has been in foul trouble very early on. So Iowa's going to have to stretch some minutes tomorrow if anybody gets into foul trouble and if Nicholas Bear can't go. So then you got the big game we'll talk about with Brenda Freeze here in a little bit. That is Iowa and Maryland women coming up on Sunday, which should be a whole lot of fun. 319-366-1600. We're going to take a break, come back. Eric Heff's going to join us, the color commentator for the Cyclone Radio Network, on his way to Manhattan. We're going to talk Iowa State, Kansas State. We'll talk about the Big 12. All that with Eric when we return after this here on KGYM.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. And our All Your Favorites with a Few Surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
1600 ESPN Radio is testing its emergency alert system equipment.
This has been a test of the emergency alert system.
This Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, it's the famous President's Day sale at Hertine & Stocker Jewelers. Save on a huge assortment of colored stone jewelry up to 60% off. All Princess Cut diamonds, loose and mounted, 20% off. All in-stock watches, 40% off. A blowout case of sterling silver and a big selection of estate pieces. The President's Day sale, Saturday 9:30 to 5, Sunday 12 to 4, and Monday 9:30 to 6. Only at Hertine & Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington, downtown Iowa City.
My customers tell me this is their favorite time of year, right now, during the winter sale. Hi, this is Sean Holly with Holly's Shop for Men, and why wouldn't it be their favorite time of year? With super selections of the latest in men's fashions like dress shirts, sport coats, ties, and accessories, with sale prices from 50 to 70% off. What well-dressed guy wouldn't be happy? Don't wait. Come in now for the best selection. The winter sale at Holly's Shop for Men, Lindell Mall.
Doing HVAC work has given you some good opportunities. Now, how about an even better one? Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 is looking to represent residential commercial HVAC workers. Being with 263 means you're part of the union, and union jobs offer better pay, better benefits, and better job security. Those are things that mean a better life using the skills you already have. Work with Sheet Metal Workers Local 263. Give Rick a call at 319-721-9414. 319-721-9414.
Back with you here in the gym class for a Friday on KGYM, 1600 AM, 107.5, 106.3 at 3:23. Big weekend of basketball, a lot of wrestling going on right now. Plenty, college, high school, whatever your cup of tea is, and you got plenty of it, including some golf. Tiger's on the course right now. Is he tearing it up?
No, he is not. Just made a bogey on his 17th hole of the day, and he's
second bogey in a par in a par five, and now bogey in a par five.
Yeah, and he is one under for the day, six strokes back of Jordan Spieth.
Still playing the first round, though, at Riviera.
Yep.
In Los Angeles. Pacific Palisades. A guy that never makes a bogey in a par five. Set to join us right now. That is Eric Geft. On the color man for the Cyclone Radio Network. I've played golf with Eric, so I can safely say that he doesn't make bogeys on par fives. That's right, isn't it, Eric?
You haven't played with me enough. I haven't. But I'd say this: I haven't made any bogeys for several months.
I haven't either. I haven't made any birdies either. But hey,
yeah, I would gladly make a bogey if the weather would break.
There you go. Well, a lot to take care of prior to golf season. A lot of games for Iowa State, including just a huge one tomorrow. Not only huge for Iowa State, but like we talked about 5 minutes ago, I think most people in the Big 12 are probably going to be rooting for the Cyclones tomorrow down in Manhattan.
Well, no question about that. The Wildcats have played just great, consistent basketball. I think that's been as much as anything. A lot of teams have played some great basketball, but they haven't been as consistent as K-State has been over the last couple of months. They've been really solid, and it's going to be a great challenge in front of one of the best environments, really, in the Big 12.
You don't want to look in the rearview mirror, Eric, but that game in January was really a heartbreaker for the Cyclones and really maybe a springboard for Kansas State, a one-point win in Ames.
Well, when you consider they lost their first two conference games, you know, and won by 20 at home to Texas, and then their third conference game, they were down 21 in the second half to West Virginia. They pulled that game out and came into Ames, you know, feeling a little bit better about themselves. And Iowa State just didn't finish the game the way they needed to. It had been a struggle throughout the game because they are such a terrific defensive team, one of the best defensive teams in the country. But Iowa State fought its way back, had a lead with a few minutes ago, and just couldn't close the deal. Some free throws, didn't have more performance. K-State did what K-State does. I mean, they are tough, gritty. And they just kind of toughed out a win in Ames. Yeah, that's a really big game. You know, if you look back at it for both these teams right now, the standings could be reversed if that result had been a little bit different.
Yeah, and Iowa State's had some time to get ready for this game. A good thing, I would imagine.
You know, I think you'd like to go into that bye week, if you will. You know, didn't have a midweek game, so. You'd probably like to go into it feeling a little bit better. Cyclones kind of laid an egg last Saturday, probably their poorest performance of the year. Give TCU credit. I mean, it's a good TCU team who came in with some real confidence and played really well. But Iowa State just had a number of guys that just didn't play well, just didn't have it that day. So I think on one hand, yeah, it probably is good, but they were able to work on a lot of things this week. They've got to shore up defensively because K-State's pretty good on offense. But, man, you better be good on defense because points could be hard to come by down in Manhattan tomorrow.
As you observe this team, Eric, where do you think Lindell Wigginton is at this point?
Oh, hopefully he's on his way to the airport.
Yeah.
No, he just has not really been able to be as consistent. I think, you know, missing the time he missed really set him back. And then is just trying to play catch up. And he's just never really hit his stride for an extended period of time. He's had good games, but he hasn't been as consistent as we'd like to see him be. I think mentally he's still a little bit challenged right now. And hopefully he can come out and finish the season strongly, because for Iowa State to achieve, you know, most of their goals, I mean, Lindell's got to be a key part of that, because he's the guy that can really score the basketball. But he's got to be good in all phases. He, you know, he's got to get better defensively. And once again, he has been good at times, but he got to have that consistency if you're going to contend for the top of this league.
Yeah, and the consistency really so far has come from Mariel Shayok. We heard how he was last year sitting out. We're seeing it this year for Iowa State. Just a tremendous season. Led the Big 12 in scoring for a long time. Still up there, almost 20 points a game. But, boy, he has just been the model of consistency, really, I think, for the Cyclones.
Yeah, tremendously hard worker. I mean, he's one of those guys that put in the time in that off year. You know, some guys are just kind of waiting for the next year. But I think he and Mike Jacobson both really put in a ton of work. You know, he was a guy who was not featured on Virginia, like just about everybody else at Virginia, certainly in the era when he was there. He had an opportunity at Iowa State to be a more focal point of the offense, and he's taken it and run with it. I mean, he's a bucket getter. He's a volume guy. And you got to have one or two of those guys on your team to get you through droughts. And he's made a lot of really, really big plays for Iowa State this year.
Whatever happens the rest of the regular season in the Big 12 tournament, Eric, I really think Iowa State's going to be a tough out in the postseason, especially if Wigginton and Lard come on. What say you?
I think you nailed two of the big variables right there. If those two guys are playing at their best, I think Iowa State has a chance to do about anything. You know, they can be one of the toughest teams in the tournament because they've got a good core of other guys. You know, Iowa State's down to playing about seven guys right now, and they need those two guys coming off the bench and Cam to protect the rim. And be a factor inside, and of course Lindell to be some instant offense when he comes in. And if those two guys can do that, I think the other elements are there for Iowa State to be a really tough out.
Yeah. How about Talon Horton Tucker so far this year? 12 points a game coming into the game at Manhattan tomorrow. But boy, he has showed that he is worthy of people talking about him as a first round potential draft choice. And then, as usual, there are times when the freshmanitis kicks in a little bit, but he's been as good as advertised, obviously, and the same thing with Tyrese Haliburton so far.
Both those guys are great kids, really good, I think really good players. You know, Talon has, I think he's learned over the course of the season how to pick his spots a little bit better. His shot selection has gotten better. But once again, it's hard to count on freshmen to be super consistent game in and game out. That's why you need, you know, Lindell to maybe be that guy, especially coming off the bench. I love him coming off the bench, by the way, because it does give you that instant offense. And Tyrese, on the other hand, is the guy. I want to see him the last couple games he's been a little more passive offensively. I want to see him more in attack mode. But be interesting to see how they come out tomorrow, because they're going to have to be aggressive and smart. Because K-State is a very veteran team. They're terrific defensively. And you've got to be aggressive against them, but, man, you got to knock down shots when you have the chance. Talon can create his own shot, and I think that's one of the things that makes him special. Tyrese is more of a guy that's going to set somebody else up, but Talon can take it off the bounce, get to the 10, and he can finish. But once again, he's got to continue to learn when to pick his spots to go and when not to go. But both those guys are willing passers, which really makes them excellent teammates. And I think that's a great sign for the future. I mean, I'm hopeful both those guys will be back. I'm pretty sure Tyrese will be, and I would think Talon would too. But you never know how things will turn out. But great teammates. I like the chemistry that they bring to the table.
Who does Talon remind you of? Is there somebody in the past?
So many guys.
I mean, he's got a little Barkley in him. He's more athletic, I think, than Charles, but he kind of has that look out there.
He's got that wide body, you know, that really is, you know, and it's, you know, 7 foot wingspan at 6'4". Barkley is one of the composite guys, I would say, for sure. But it's a lot of other guys who are active drivers, and just, you know, he can be a bully at times, you know. But, and I like the fact that he's kind of one of those positionless guys. He can play, you know, 2, 3. He's played 4 most of this year, you know, guarding, you know, 6'8", 6'9" guys. And some of those big, strong guys have not been able to muscle them, which is a great sign. But I don't know who else I would really compare him to, because he's not really like Barkley, but he does have that Barkley body for sure.
Iowa State wins tomorrow if, Eric?
Well, if they don't get out toughed, you know, and I think that's K-State, maybe the toughest team in the league. I mean, those guys are, as I say, start 3 seniors who've been through it. They've started for 3 years or 4 years for most of them. Really good players, 2 juniors. And then they make the tough plays. If Iowa State play tough defensively, I think Iowa State's offense is better than K-State's offense. If Iowa State's defense can approach K-State's level of defense, it'll be a happy flight home.
And even no matter what happens tomorrow, there's still several weeks of the Big 12 season.
Sure.
Even if Iowa State wins tomorrow, you can't rest on that to get ready for that stretch run.
Oh, that's right, because you have Baylor coming in on Tuesday night, you know, and they're playing great. So, hey, there are no easy outs right now. In most leagues, that's the way it is as you come down the stretch in conference season. But you have to be ready to play with a toughness every single night, you know. And I think maybe a little bit of that was lacking last Saturday. And I'm sure they've had a week to talk a lot about it. We'll see if they bring it tomorrow.
A lot of people have 8. I can't see Oklahoma getting in if they're 3-9 or they don't get much better or win the Big 12 tournament. But I don't know. What do you think?
Well, they're heading the wrong direction, that's for sure. But, you know, they got a great coach, and they've got some good players, and things just haven't quite gone their way. And they have to turn it around. They've got to win some games. I mean, I think they're going to have to get up to 7 wins at least to be in the conversation and maybe win a couple in the tournament. But, you know, the bubble's super weak this year. And I don't know if this is the year we're going to see more mid-majors get in, which, you know, I'm not totally opposed to either. But you look at the Pac-12, maybe a one-bid league. Some of these leagues aren't very good this year, and the bubble is very, very weak. So hard to say. I haven't really looked at the bottom that much. Hopefully Iowa State's not going to be down in that area. I don't think they will. But I just know that when it comes to the end, you're going to be splitting hairs like you are every year. And this time, I think the bubble is probably weaker than I've seen it in a long time, if ever.
And, of course, that carrot out there, the potential for Iowa State to play in Des Moines, which I know would be a big, big boon to the Cyclones and their fans, certainly.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I think you have to win tomorrow. Just kind of keep that in the conversation. If you do, then you're back. You're back in the Big 12 conference race, and I think if you can win the Big 12 or be in first or second and maybe win the tournament, I think there's a pretty good chance that could happen. But who knows? The selection committee's got a lot of things to factor in. It would be great for Iowa State and their fans for sure. But hey, wherever Iowa State goes, they're going to have a lot of fans, just not quite like Des Moines.
Yeah, it'd be a lot easier there. So, hey, best of luck to the Cyclones coming up tomorrow, Eric. Always appreciate you talking with us, and look forward to some good basketball and the rest of the season for the Cyclones.
All right, appreciate it. Always great to be with you guys.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it. Eric F. joining us at 3:36 here on the Gym Class on KGYM to talk some Iowa State basketball. Big game tomorrow, but like Eric said, you can't look by Baylor. Iowa State lost down in Waco the first go-around. So
no, Texas is still on the slate, Texas Tech, among others. So you know, I agree with Eric. It's like a lot of conferences, no easy outs.
No. Saw Ironside a little bit ago on the television.
Yeah, we did.
Looked cleaned up well, didn't he?
No suit. Looks good and comfortable.
That's the key part right there. No suit is the big thing. You just take all kinds of pressure off, Mark. What do you do to a wrestler to make them uncomfortable? You put them in a suit.
Or a polar plunge outfit.
There you go. All right. 3:37 here on the Gym Class. They are through the Class 2A quarterfinals right now, and we can give you updated team scores before we head to break here as they're getting ready for the 3A semifinals to go off. But right now, up-to-date 2A scores, and it is close. 3 points separate the top three, make it 4.5 points separate the top four. West Delaware is back out in front with 29 points. Solon in second, 1 point behind at 28. Crestwood, 27. Prairie City Monroe, PCM, fourth with 26.5 points. And then ADM in fifth with 26 points. So it is anybody's contest at this moment as the 3A is just getting underway with their semifinals right now. We'll take a break, come back. Maryland women's basketball coach Brenda Freeze to join us. Iowa and Maryland coming up on Sunday at Carver, and we'll talk with Brenda when we come back.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
Now, get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
It's time for some straight talk. Picture this. Your favorite team is playing. You're streaming the game. 10 seconds left. Your team shoots. Oops, your data runs out.
Look, don't let that happen. Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get 25 gigs of high-speed data, all on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks.
Join Team Straight Talk and get unlimited talk and text plus 25 gigs of high-speed data for just $45 a month.
Straight Talk Wireless, everything for less, only at Walmart.
First 25 gigs at high speed, then 2G. See terms at straighttalk.com.
Imagining a better bank starts with looking at the savings rates most banks offer and saying, really? Capital One is building something better. You can open a Capital One savings account with one of the nation's best savings rates from anywhere, like here, or here, or here! One of the nation's best savings rates. Opened online, at a Capital One location, or from anywhere. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One N.A. member FDIC. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
Don't miss the President's Day sale going on now through Monday, February 18th at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Stop in and get 5 quarts of Castrol High Mileage Motor Oil for $19.95, plus earn 150 O-Rewards points with this purchase. Protect your engine with Castrol High Mileage Motor Oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We were naive about all things money.
And we maybe put money into places and paid things that we thought were the most important thing, but maybe necessarily big picture weren't always the biggest and best thing to do.
We were just so tired of renting, and you know, we rented at several places. We felt like it was time, we needed help. And so we talked to Joe at Dupaco. That opened the door to us doing a money makeover. It put everything in black and white right before us. We were getting close. We knew we had the right amount of income. We knew that our credit scores had skyrocketed. We just need to find that right home.
Did the application through Dupaco. Joe was able to get us pre-approved, I think, as we were sitting in her office.
We came into the house for the first time. It was awesome. We're so thankful that we had the tools that Dupaco gave us.
Learn the whole story at dupaco.com/impactful. Equal housing opportunity.
You ready?
Yes.
Back in the gym class, 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes with you. Coming up on Sunday, big matchup in the Big Ten in women's basketball as Iowa will be hosting the Maryland Terrapins. 12 noon is a tip-off time at Carver Hawkeye Arena. And very happy to be joined by Brenda Fries, the head women's basketball coach for the Maryland Terrapins and former Cedar Rapids Washington Warrior product, et cetera. And Brenda, great to talk with you. And I know this is always a special time when you get a chance to bring your Terrapins back to Iowa City.
Oh, it always is. I mean, you know, how often do you get to kind of mix, you know, business with a little bit of pleasure? You know, my twin boys actually on Sunday turn 11, so their birthdays are on the day that we play. So lots of cousins and family obviously will be there. And, you know, always love being able to go back to your home roots.
It is a business trip, Brenda. Do you get any time at all for any kind of reunion or meal or anything?
Yeah, you know, obviously we'll be able to all get together Saturday night for dinner. So quick turnaround, obviously, with a noon tip, but you know, we'll get to spend the evening together.
Good.
Just you guys or the whole team coming over? And somebody's going to be making a lot of food, I know.
You know, this year we're going to spend, you know, we've always taken the team to the home, but this year we're going to spend it in Iowa City. So, you know, our team's going to go to a great restaurant, the Chop House, and, you know, we'll enjoy it. And, you know, I'll be with my family and a lot of nieces and nephews.
Brenda, you and your sister scored 4,400 points combined in the metro area, and one of the most decorated families, I think Scott and I would agree, in metro history. What about basketball attracted you and your siblings to the sport, and what about the sport keeps you passionate today?
Oh, well, I think you nailed it. It's just we all kind of we fell in love with it. And, you know, I think it kind of speaks to the Midwestern values, especially being raised in Iowa, is, you know, through a lot of hard work. You know, we were blessed to be able to have a lot of things, you know, a lot of success. And I think out of it, I mean, obviously my dad used to always say this is like, you know, how blessed we were, this little orange ball and all the places that it's taken us to. And we were very fortunate in the team sports. And then obviously from my end is it's now become my career and my passion and my profession. And so, you know, it's just been incredible to see, you know, all the things where this game of basketball has taken us.
Yeah, and of course, even more, I think, this year with the 100th anniversary of the girls' state basketball tournament in Des Moines coming up. So a lot of girls are going to be looking back that had a chance to play girls' basketball in the state of Iowa.
Yeah, I mean, you look at what sports does, and you know, the ability, and specifically as we're talking about women's basketball, is, you know, it just teaches you so many real life lessons, and I think that's the biggest thing, is for all these young girls to grow up and you know, then to be able to evolve into the college game and to be able to have so many incredible experiences.
You're going to see some fantastic players if you go to this game on Sunday. Obviously, Megan Gustafson, and we'll talk about your approach to her in a minute. But I want to know about Charles, your junior guard. Terrific bloodlines, leading scorer, maybe one of the top 10 players in the country. Can you talk about her a little bit and her contributions?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Kyla obviously is a unique, special player, and I think, you know, the thing that stands out is just, you know, her versatility. I mean, she comes from great track bloodlines. You know, her mom and sister ran track in the Olympics, and she's very versatile for us. She can slide in multiple positions between the guard and forward position. Her speed is unreal to be able to see her get out in transition, the way she defends, and obviously is an important piece to what we do.
Maryland coach Brenda Freeze joining us here on the Gym Class and KGYM. And this team is off to a tremendous start, obviously, for the year, coming in at 23-2. What's been special about this team so far, and what makes it one that you could maybe see going down the line a long way in the tournament?
Well, you know, I think the thing that separates this group is their chemistry. You know, they're all in for each other. We just have a really tight group of 10 players that really just, you know, they're fun to coach. I mean, anytime they've been challenged in the season, they've had two setbacks, and the response that they've had out of those two losses has been what you would want as a coach. I mean, they take the ownership and the accountability. They want to be great. And, you know, it's fun going into practice and games every single day with this group that they want to get better.
I'm sure you have a plan developed for Iowa, which you don't want to divulge, in specifically with Megan Gustafson. Few teams have had much success stopping her. What's your observations of Megan?
It's been incredible because I've been able to watch her for years, right? And to see the player that she's evolved into. And in my opinion, she's an All-American. She's one of the top 10 players in the country. She should be named an All-American. And she's having that kind of year. And you're not going to stop her. You just want to be able to slow her down or contain her. I mean, obviously, you know, when she gets a catch, it's automatic. Her double-double speaks for itself. And so we have a big task ahead of us. And, you know, you'd love to say, oh, you stop Megan, you know, you're fine. But, I mean, Iowa's having the job that Lisa Bluter and her staff has done this season. And, again, you know, all the pieces that go around Megan is what makes this Iowa team so lethal and so dangerous.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a real big crowd coming up on Sunday. Nothing new for your basketball team anyway, but this would be great just for women's basketball, Big Ten basketball in general, to have people around the country with the chance to see the atmosphere that is going to be in Iowa City.
No, absolutely. I mean, two of the best teams in the country. I mean, when you talk about, you know, postseason play, you know, it's these type of games that prepare both of us for what lies ahead in March. And, yeah, I mean, you want to be here. I mean, when I look at Megan Gustafson and you only have so many more windows to be able to come out and watch her play as a senior. And again, two teams that are ranked in the top, 15 in the country. It's going to be an exciting matchup.
What's the big picture for this team, Brenda?
You know, for our Maryland team, I love that, you know, we just continue to keep getting better and better, and that's the course we're on. And, you know, for us, it's getting prepared for March and all this work behind the scenes is so we're ready for the Big Ten tournament and then the NCAAs. But I do think the sky's the limit. You know, we start two freshmen, so their growth and as they've evolved has made us a much better team. So it's just, you know, relatively speaking, with only one senior, is just continuing to keep getting better.
Yeah, and I know you're keeping track of the state of Iowa, and I know one of your players coming in next year is a pretty darn good one here from the Hawkeye State.
Yeah, you know, we're excited about Zoe Young, and, you know, she'll allow us at that point guard position. I mean, tremendous speed, size, and power, her ability to, you know, again, in our transition game and her unselfishness and her passing. But always good, you know, maybe not for Iowa fans, but for me to be able to come back to Iowa. And you know, we're excited about what lies ahead for Zoe.
Well, I don't think people hate you, Brenda, but there was a lot of folks that didn't like, you know, when Rafe LaFrance left and so on and so forth. So that's your prerogative.
It's all healthy competition,
it
right?
Is.
And,
yep.
You know, so many, you know, great players in the state of Iowa. And, you know, obviously I know that having grown up there. And so I'm just doing my job, right?
Yep,
you know,
exactly.
Just, you know, trying to recruit the best that are out there.
And a little irony as well, the team that your alma mater, Cedar Rapids, Washington, will have to beat probably to get to the state tournament is Zoe Young in West Des Moines Valley. So, interesting.
I did hear that. There's some, you know, great matchups here that are coming up. And, you know, that'll be fun to watch.
Well, what's going to be the key coming up on Sunday, are you thinking, this battle with the Hawkeyes?
You know, obviously, you know, I think it's going to be a defensive battle, I think, between both teams, right? I mean, the way both teams can score the basketball, and like I said, for us, it's not just keen on one player, but being able to slow down Iowa. And I'm sure if you ask Lisa Bluter and her staff, I would think they would say the same thing about us. So I think, as much as we all love offense, and I know I'm that way as well, I do think whichever team defensively can stop the other is going to be the one that comes out on top.
Yeah, it should be fun. What did you ask for the meal to be made Saturday night? Anything special?
Well, I know the biggest key was making sure we got my twin boys, Marcus and Tyler, birthday cakes. So,
there you go.
They're the center of attention, you know, on Saturday night, and we would have it no other way.
They won't be doted on for the entire weekend, will they?
like they haven't been before. But, you know, it's just the gift of family that is truly a blessing, and it's pretty special that this weekend would kind of line up around all of it, and so that's what we're looking most forward to.
Yeah, that should be a lot of fun. But hey, Brenda, appreciate the time. Safe travels. Keep up the great work with Maryland, and should be a great game down at Carver on Sunday, and thanks a lot for the time.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks so much, Scott and Mark.
All right, we'll take a break, come back, have more for you after this right here on KGYM.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Alexis, I've reviewed your resume online, and I think you're very professional, punctual, a fantastic listener, and I believe you'd be a great fit at our company.
Dave, we've talked about this. I will not be your employee. I'm your therapist.
Is this reverse psychology?
No, Dave.
Does that mean yes?
We're out of time, Dave.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
It's a Class 2A Girls Regional Semifinal Friday night here on KGYM. Hi, this is Scott Unash. Join Steve Dozier and me Friday at 6:50 on all three KGYM frequencies as Iowa City Regina meets number 8-rated Northland. The Regals are coming off an upset victory on Wednesday night and are looking for another big win over the Tri-Rivers Conference champion Lynx. That's girls 2A regional semifinal basketball. Iowa City, Regina, number 8 North Lynn. Friday night starting at 6:50 right here on KGYM. Look alive, coach. Are you ready for next season? If you're thinking about coaching K-12 school-sponsored athletics in Iowa, add getting your state certification from Kirkwood Continuing Education to your game plan. Kirkwood handles the required instruction and fingerprinting. Kirkwood coaching authorization and recertification classes are going on now in Cedar Rapids and Iowa City. And now you can also take the classes online. Visit kirkwood.edu/coaching to get into the game.
Two guys who may have faces made for radio. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes, The Gym Class, KGYM.
All right, back with you here in The Gym Class on KGYM for a Friday. Our thanks to Brenda Fries for joining us. Good to talk with her, Cedar Rapids native, Maryland and Iowa coming up this weekend. 3A semifinals going right now at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Hunter Garvin is on to the finals. He's a freshman for Iowa City West. He got a victory. So West has a finalist. Kegley got beat for Prairie, correct?
He did. He got pinned by a Southeast Polk wrestler. Kegley, 34-3, trying to at least reach third.
He'll get a medal, yeah. That's for sure. Everybody in the wrestling right now gets a medal, and we were trying to answer all kinds of wrestling questions for Kyle Mann in the other room, so I hope we got him acclimated to everything. We have the poll question coming up, dealing with Iowa Rutgers men's basketball tomorrow at KGYMradio.com.
Would it genuinely surprise you if Iowa lost at Rutgers tomorrow? Right now, two-thirds of you say you would not be surprised at all.
Wouldn't be surprised. It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough, but I like the fact that, especially if Nick Bear doesn't play, well, that's going to make it difficult. But I like the fact that Iowa's had a week to get ready for this game.
Mm-hmm.
That's got to mean something at this present time. And if you're a team that's going to be the caliber of an NCAA team, you should go on the road and win these games. It's not going to be easy, but you should go on the road and win these
games. You should, and Iowa's had some positive experiences on the road in the not-too-distant past.
So. Well, and they've won at Rutgers before, so they know exactly what to expect there. Different Rutgers team, I believe, than the one that Iowa's faced the last couple of seasons anyway. But still, I think a win is available for the Hawkeyes coming up. Not guaranteeing it. Should be a very interesting weekend. You got Tiger in the field at the Genesis. Great field. Probably the best field so far in the PGA Tour. 61st running of the Daytona 500 coming up on Sunday. Too bad Joey Gase just missed out. But when you don't have a dancing partner, it's awful tough. And Joey just didn't have anybody to get him to the front last night in the qualifying race.
Couldn't race his way in. Landon Castle will start 27th in the Daytona grid. But Gase will still compete in the Xfinity race.
Yes, Saturday.
Yes.
So he will, and he runs on the Xfinity series full time. So that's what Joey is concentrating on. It's just, it's a bummer and a disappointment when you get the backing that Joey did to give himself a shot at racing to get into the Daytona 500. But it's just different. It's a different type of racing, the restrictor plate racing, and we could go into that for another hour on the show with NASCAR folks out there. I hate it. I think it's terrible racing. Because you depend on so many other variables for yourself. You could be sitting back there minding your own business and be out of the race in a blink of an eye, and I just don't think that's right. But I don't think we're going back to the 220-mile-per-hour speeds at Daytona.
I don't think so.
I think that's probably safety winning out as far as that one is concerned. Tonight, 2A girls regional semifinal basketball will be up at Troy Mills. North Lynn, 8th rated in 2A, hosting Iowa City Regina. And myself, Steve Dozer, with that one, 6:50 on all three of our frequencies, 1600 AM, 107.5, and 106.3 FM. We'll talk to Mike Kolas coming up on Monday. Plenty to talk with him. You have a fine weekend, sir.
You as well, and everybody out there.
All right. We'll talk to you again on Monday. It's been the Gym Class on KGYM.
Hey, Dave, what's with the dry erase board?
We've got so much to do before we open for the day, so I'm diagramming our game plan.
You just wrote help me and X's and arrows.
I know. We need help.
Here's a plan. Call Cintas. They'll check our fire extinguishers, stock our